when regimes start to employ this level and this scale of violence against their own people, the international community has done more, and I would like to see that done. That will certainly accelerate the demise and collapse of the regime. And with the TDA now in place, we can also reassure the Syrian people inside and the international community outside that a chaotic, apocalyptic scenario is not a viable, is not an option that we would care to see in a post-Assad Syria.
When voting went ahead, it went along tribal lines. It was tribal loyalties.
This is, from a Syrian perspective, we are doing everything we can. But I would also like to say that whilst we are grateful and we appreciate everything that the international community has so far provided us with, I still think there is more to be done there. We need the means to prevent and stop the Syrian regime from killing its people. That means being able to stop the jet fighters, the helicopters, and the heavy artillery that is employed against us. If that means providing us with the necessary tools to do so, including lethal aid, then that is acceptable and that is required and necessary.